You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So, a civil complaint announced yesterday against a very successful internet company is sort of the sideshow as Google executives sit down before an antitrust hearing in Washington. Full Tilt Poker, a company that collected almost $400 million from players and promised to hold that money in secure accounts, is now being called a Ponzi scheme by the U.S. Justice Department, which filed a civil complaint against Full Tilt Poker. Basically, the idea is they kept these accounts, but actually used the money. Banks do that all the time, but a poker outfit online is a different story entirely. Faraz Jaka joins us. He's a professional online poker player. What's your alias, Faraz?
It's the toilet.
The toilet. Well, great to welcome you here. We're finally in the toilet on this program. But I just had to say that. How do you view this civil complaint and the problems of online poker? The Justice Department shut down a number of companies, but it was looking at the books at Full Tilt Poker that really produced these additional complaints.
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to say, you know, there's definitely something illegal going on, and they were not doing business properly, but to the extent of calling it a Ponzi scheme is a bit of an exaggeration. I think that's just a tactic for the feds to get a little more attention out of it. I think when they started the site, you know, they had good intentions, and they were trying to run a legitimate business, and they got to a point where they just realized there's so much money sitting there. Players are, you know, buying in, cashing out. There's so much money sitting there not being used that, hey, why don't we reinvest this in the company? Why don't we pay out stakeholders? And obviously that's legal. Obviously that's not right. I think it's more a matter of good people making bad decisions and getting caught in a cycle. And, you know, we do things all the time. Like, we don't wear our seatbelt. We know that's wrong, but we get away with it for years and years until something happens. And I think it's more of a case like that.
Well, I mean, again, you lose your life if you don't wear your seatbelt. Some of these folks have lost six-figure amounts of money in these accounts that were found to be empty. You haven't lost any money here, right?
I definitely do have. I have been hit by it financially in a lot of different ways. And, I mean, it's my money's frozen and I've lost my job in a sense. So it's definitely affected me and a lot of people close to me pretty drastically.
Do you think that people who play online poker should basically buyer beware, that if you're going to play poker online, you got to figure something's up?
You know, I don't think just because it's happened with Full Tilt that, you know, this is what's happening with all the sites. You know, there are a lot of credible sites out there like PokerStars. But what I do think this shows an alarm for is that there needs to be regulation for poker in the United States. I mean, the bottom line is people are going to play poker. And they can do that protected or they can do that unprotected, and stuff like this will happen.
And the U.S. Justice Department wants to provide some of that protection. Again, Full Tilt Poker has been accused of civil fraud in a civil complaint filed by the U.S. attorney in New York, who actually called it a global Ponzi scheme. Our guest doesn't agree, but agrees that maybe regulation is called for here. Faraz Jaka, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Faraz Jaka is an online poker player in Chicago.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.